donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Bob, you've now had time to think. My all-time favorite underrated Steelers are JT Thomas and Gunnar Olszewski. Warriors.
Well, I'm going to go back just because I know him and I've known him for a long time. I think Larry Brown, no one ever mentions his name.
Yeah.
And he played two different positions on the offensive line. He switched from tight end and transitioned to right tackle, and he started all four Super Bowls. Yeah. And no one ever mentions Larry Brown, but yeah. Larry Brown Good deserves pick. A lot of credit.
Love that.
I see him a lot. He goes to where I go to work out. I don't do much working out.
Yeah, I think he lives somewhere in the area here,
so
South Hills.
I talk to him a lot. He's a good guy, too. And he also represented himself back then. He didn't need an attorney. He was smart enough to figure out what the market was, and he got what he deserved based on his own. Didn't have to pay a fee to anyone.
Jackson Dart. Gunnar Olszewski gets the first down for the Giants.
I'm sticking with Gunnar, Bob. Was Heath Miller, did he go from underrated to just rated, right? I mean, he was rated fairly.
Heath Miller is somebody who would be underrated nationally. Nobody really talks about him as a tight
end. What a great player.
He was Ben Roethlisberger's right-hand man.
What a great player. You know who else was pretty good, Bob? Moelle Day Moore. Did you like him?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go back to those 70 teams. Just Andy Russell never got the due that he deserved because he was surrounded by all these all-pros.
I'll tell you who else never did is Lamar Woodley. The all-time greatest postseason sack artist who ever lived.
To a game, he like averaged.
Yeah, the best per-game average ever for sacks in the postseason. I've spoken about it many times, Bob. You know who else I like? Jericho Cotchery.
Cotchery, but he wasn't here very long. So
he can still be my favorite underrated player.
Yes, I guess he could be.
You know what category I was
Would you consider Willie Parker underrated?
Yes, criminally. I thought he was a great player. People cast him just as a sprinter, like a one-trick pony. No, go watch him.
No, he was
Go watch the year he should have won the rushing title but broke his leg in St. Louis.
Right, hit on
he
one
was
of
great.
Those seams in that artificial turf. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That you was... know what else happened that night, Bob? It was one of the most notable nights in Pittsburgh sports history, regular season, for good and bad reasons. That was obviously a bad reason. You know what else happened
was
that night?
Was that the Cardinals and Pirates?
Wrong.
No.
Limits, do you know what happened that night?
I don't.
Wrong. Sidney Crosby got in his first career fight with Andrew Ference, a former Penguin.
Was that his first? I thought he took on somebody from Vancouver, Stan Semele.
That was Mario.
Was it Mario?
Mario's first fight was against Gary Lupel from Vancouver.
Gary Lupel, maybe that's what I'm thinking. I'm going way back now.
And you know what else happened on that night, Bob?
What?
Vance Fields hit the step back jumper, fall away jumper to beat Duke at the Garden.
On the same night?
On the same night.
Oh, man, I remember that, too. That was...
What were you watching that night? What
probably
were you
that.
On?
I had no
the
idea.
Steelers,
it was the
probably?
Same night.
Yeah.
No, I remember watching that Pitt-Duke game. They wanted to play in Madison Square Garden anytime they could.
What a great
And it was like their second home. That's how they considered it, which is why they did so well in those Big East tournaments.
Did you agree or disagree with my Post-Gazette 25-year anniversary column last week, Bob? You probably didn't even read it, did you?
I didn't read it. My apologies.
Why didn't you read it?
I don't know, because I was tied up doing whatever I was doing.
I'm highly offended.
Life comes
by
at
that.
You fast.
It sure does. I'm highly offended by that, Bob.
Well, when's the last time you watched any of our sportscasts?
I guess I never do.
I see. That's fine. We all have things
to do. I'm supposed to go on. I don't want to go on the showdown. I know you've invited me and I can go on.
You could
go on a lot if I wanted.
Why not?
Because I'm too tired on Sunday nights. And I guess there's people who really want to be on TV. I'm old and ugly and I have a turkey neck.
Look Limits who's waving his hand.
Yeah. I don't want to go on. I don't want to interrupt my Sunday night. It's not because I'm ugly. It's just because I don't want to interrupt my Sunday night.
Well, that's a good reason. If that's how you feel, then don't do it.
I won't.
But you have an open invitation whenever you want.
Maybe for some Steelers games, I will. Are you ready for this, Bob? The five greatest individual performances in Pittsburgh sports since 2000. So individual games. I'm not talking a James Harrison interception. That's a moment or a play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talking single game. You ready for the five I picked?
Go ahead.
Abenakanda goes nuts on Virginia Tech. He ran for 320 yards and 6 touchdowns. I'm sorry. I know it wasn't. There was nothing
no,
big
but
at
that
stake.
Was that
yeah,
was
yeah, yeah. You have to pick it.
Yeah. Anytime you have some kind of stat line like that, you absolutely.
James Harrison destroys the Ravens in his coming out party. You remember that, Bob?
Was that the three sack?
I'll tell you the stat line. You ready for this? Could
three
take
sacks,
an hour.
Interception.
Nine tackles, 3.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles,
an
interception, a recovered fumble. And a near decapitation of Ed Reed. It's
the
greatest.
That's all in one night's work. That's pretty good. That's a season for a lot of people.
Incredible. Marc-Andre Fleury, Game 5, 2008 Finals. The Penguins get outshot 58-32. He makes 55 saves, including all 24 across 2+ overtimes. You remember that game?
I remember that game.
Were you there?
Yes, that was one of the best games that I think I've ever seen from a goaltender in a high-stakes game. Absolutely.
So you pretty much agree
so
far?
That's a strong one, yes.
Number two was DeJuan Blair goes full Incredible Hulk at UConn. The most, other than maybe James Harrison and maybe including that, the most destructive individual performance
I've
seen.
Was that the Haseem Thabeet game?
It was.
He threw him down? Is that what
yeah,
you're thinking
he
about?
Yeah, he broke Thabeet in half.
Yeah, he just picked him up and threw him down.
And finished with 22 points and 23 rebounds, the most for a Pitt player in 47 years. And the first time Pitt ever beat a number one team. How could I not pick that, Bob?
I would have put the Fleury thing ahead of that, though.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe just because I was there and watched and couldn't believe how well he played in that, especially the overtimes.
Holy ostrich oil. I thought that DeJuan had a case for number one. You know what number one was?
Wrong.
Big Ben against Andrew Luck. 40 of 49 for 522 yards, 6 touchdowns, and no picks.
How about back-to-back 6 touchdown games?
A caller said the more impressive one was the next week because it was against the Ravens, and he came back with 6 touchdowns.
12-2. I don't think that's one of those things I don't think we'll ever see duplicated. That's almost impossible. You don't see 6 touchdowns by anyone anymore in one game.
Right.
Do it back-to-back weeks. I don't think that'll ever happen again.
Did I forget anything, Bob?
No, those are all good.
Some people thought I did, but that's part of the fun.
What did they think you missed?
I mean, tons of. They didn't think I missed them necessarily. They just would have had them. They would have had them in their top five. Geno with a hat trick and 4 points, game two against Carolina, including the twirling, whirling, no look backhander with the Genos in attendance. You remember
that's
one?
That's fine,
Bob?
But I don't think it rises to the level of some of these other ones you've described.
I think it's close. Max Talbot, 2 goals in game 7 in Detroit.
That's a big one, considering he wasn't a goal scorer.
That's a big one. Jake Guentzel, 4 straight goals to eliminate the Flyers, a natural hat trick, and he adds number 4 10 seconds later, Bob?
Again, but that does not come to my mind as quickly as these others. To me, the test of this is what comes to your mind first.
That's what my brother said. Yeah, it's if you still remember it.
If you remember it long term, then you know it was significant.
But do people really remember Abenakanda? I didn't
until I look back on it.
I mean, it was ridiculous. Jack Sawinski, 3 home runs on Father's Day, Bob, with his father in attendance, including a walk-off. Would you put that in there?
I mean, that doesn't come to my mind at all, but I remember it, yes.
Larry Fitzgerald at Texas A&M, that comes to your mind, doesn't it?
That's a big one. But again, if you're going to, we're lucky we have a lot of these to choose from.
Tyler Palko becoming the first ever visiting quarterback at Notre Dame to throw for 5 touchdowns.
And then goes on television and
I'm
makes
so
his
proud
mother.
Of this blanking football team, right?
Yeah, that was funny.
What about that one, Bob?
That's a good one also, but I don't think, you know, the professional teams always have more at stake to me than the college teams.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I know. That's a good point. All right, I'm sorry I got off course.
No, that was good. It's a good way for you to promote your column that I'll go back and read later today now that you did it.
I hope you will. We're talking about the landscape of the AFC and the Steelers' place within it. And anytime you're talking about the AFC, really, it's gotten to the point where if you're talking about the AFC in modern football history, you have to talk about the Chiefs. It's been that long. They literally go to the AFC Championship every single year and host it most of the time, and they win their division every time, and they go to the Super Bowl the majority of the time. It's ridiculous is what it is. That reign is coming to an end. They're going to make the playoffs, and once they're in, they're going to be dangerous. We know that. Listen to this schedule, Bob. Are you ready for this?
Let's go.
I want to hear it again.
It's buckled.
They start with the Chargers, followed by the Eagles, followed by at the Giants, which is going to take a physical toll on anybody this year, followed by the Ravens. Chargers, Eagles, at Giants, Ravens. Okay, that's a tough start. Would you agree?
Yes.
Here's some other little treats. Detroit on a short week night game. Buffalo, at Buffalo on a short week. They've got the Commanders on a Monday night. And then they go into Buffalo November 2nd. Then they get their bye week. Then they're at Denver. They have Dallas on a short week. They have Denver on a short week. Both Thursday night game. It's unbelievable, Bob. But that's what happens when you finish 15-2, and you know.
You get a hard schedule. You get a first-place schedule.
I'm sorry. Nobody does it all the time every year. The Chiefs, I think, will scrape into the playoffs. I think they're going to go something like 10-7. You agree?
Yeah, I think this is the year they don't win the division, though. I think they're going to get a wild card. So just because of that. And I looked at that schedule when it first came out, and I thought, man, if that's anyone else, you'd be lucky to win 5 games. They'll win their share of them, but it's going to take a toll, I think, as they go through this season, and they're going to be limping into the playoffs probably and get eliminated. But it's time for that.
It's time. Do you agree, Limits?
I do, and I think that this is potentially Travis Kelce's final season. He's going to be somewhat of a shell of himself, and that offense just does not have the necessary pieces around Mahomes. I go 10-7, 11-6 in a wild card. Chargers will win that division.
Now,
yeah, I'm bullish on the Chargers too. I know a lot of people like Denver, but
I like Denver.
I like the Chargers.
Bob, you said Mahomes has played in preseason games or is scheduled to play. What did you mean by that comment earlier?
Didn't he play this season?
He was 1-for-1 for 1 yard. That's all he's done.
But he was in there for a couple of series. He didn't throw the ball. Handing off is still, you know, just trying to secure the little things, and that's what I'm trying to refer to as. And there were other starters on that team who played. So
I mean, 1-for-1 for 1 yard, to me, you might as well have not have played.
I wouldn't expect Aaron Rodgers, if he played, to come in and throw 17 times. I would expect him to just come in, you know, make a couple of short passes, run the offense a little bit. That's all. And I'm not making a bigger deal of it other than that. I'm just saying to you that I would like to see him in there with so many new players, especially an offensive line that is still not gelled together.
We have some Trey Hendrickson news limits. Why don't we do that next? You have a little news item on Trey Hendrickson of what the Bengals are asking, according to Diana Russini. Let's talk about that next. Sports Talk on the Fans presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, Bob. Let's get the little Trey Hendrickson news item out there next, and then also look at the AFC North. And I wonder if people agree. The three of us all say at least 4-1 for the Steelers to start the season. Yes?
Yes.
I say 5-0. And I say, like the Jim Nance quote we heard, that they're going to wind up playing some high-profile games late in the year. Do I think it all could come apart? Yes. Am I starting to drink Aaron Rodgers' Kool-Aid? Yes, I am, only because of the mystery and maybe because of watching Justin Fields the other night and how horrific he truly is as a passer. Bob, if you can't step back and throw to the sideline to a wide receiver for a little, what would you call that pattern, a little wide receiver screen?
I mean,
screen?
It should be 100% all the time. Yeah, he puts too much heat on it.
He threw a bouncer?
A bounce pass, I saw the
one. He did it last year, too.
I understand that, but he also had some moments, too. I think there's something to peel back more in that offense with him, and that's why I still would rather have a shot to see what he would be like given some time.
I think they're going to hammer him.
By the way, there's we saw the injury to Christian Kuntz. Apparently, it is a broken sternum.
Oh, wow.
And that could keep him out for a long time. So Logan Lee, you talk about guys who were trying to impress the coach. He came in and did long snapping and did it very well. Didn't notice any problems there with him. So, and I'm sure they're going to be looking for somebody now in that department. That's a bad break for Christian. He's been terrific.
He really has. That sucks.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.